USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Hurricane Ida getting stronger as it heads up the northern Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center measuring its maximum sustained winds at 85 miles an hour this morning. Ida moving across the southeastern and central Gulf, expected to make landfall on the northern Gulf Coast tomorrow. The NHC calls it an extremely dangerous major hurricane. A judge rules that Florida can no longer ban mask mandates in schools. That decision announced yesterday. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on the benefits of such mandates.
Universal masks in schools work to prevent outbreaks and reduce the risk of children bringing the virus home to others who are vulnerable. This is not forever. This is for now.
Meanwhile, New Zealand reporting its largest number of daily cases in over a year yesterday. 68 cases reported, even after the Prime Minister ordered a lockdown last week. A California parole board yesterday recommends the governor release Sirhan Sirhan, the 77-year-old killed Robert Kennedy in 1968. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
A popular exercise equipment maker getting subpoenaed yesterday by two federal agencies for injuries associated with its treadmills. Over 70 injuries and a child's death blamed on Peloton's Tread and Tread Plus treadmills. The federal government pushed Peloton to issue a recall of the products in April, but the company refused until changing its mind a month later. The U.S. fighting back against ISIS-K. A CENTCOM spokesman announcing yesterday an unmanned airstrike attack against an ISIS-K planner. ISIS-K, the group claiming responsibility for Thursday's suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears tells CBS News what we need to do now.
If you want Afghanistan to stay somewhat stabilized and you want our reputation to be, I think that you have to put more troops in, go take back Bagram Airport as the beginning hub. That gives you... It's a really interesting strategic location.
The CENTCOM spokesman says initial indications are the target was killed and there were no civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Details coming out on that deadly airstrike in Afghanistan. U.S. sources tell TheGuardian.com the target was a mid-level planner who was hit while in a car near Jalalabad. The U.S. reports no known civilian casualties. A Jalalabad resident, though, tells The Guardian women and children are among the victims. That source counts three deaths and four injuries from the attack. The Thursday suicide attack at the Kabul airport introducing the world to ISIS-K. Tim Berg has more.
President Biden says the United States will continue to evacuate people out of Afghanistan following the deaths of 13 American service members in the ISIS-K suicide bombings. Biden saying there is no evidence the Taliban, now in control of Afghanistan, is working with ISIS-K. Regarding who exactly ISIS-K is, Jim Hansen is the president at the Security Studies Group. He tells Fox News,
ISIS-K is a bunch of Taliban guys who thought that the Taliban wasn't savage and barbaric enough for them. So they split off and formed their own group. And I guess if they got in control, rather than just shooting women in the back of the head at the soccer stadium, they might do live beheadings on pay-per-view. They're obviously a menace, and I think we need to go ahead and consider them, you know, the prime threat to U.S. troops on the ground right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The college football season kicks off today. Just five games scheduled. Nebraska-Illinois first up at 1:20 Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.